When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I'm just scared I'll get down there to the place and thinking I'm gonna get like the deal. You know, America's Best got the two for $79.99. Back in my day, it was $69.99 or $69.95 or something like that. But I feel like my vision has gotten progressive. Well, I don't feel like, I know my vision has gotten progressively worse. So I would hate to get there. They'd be like, okay, the deal don't apply to you because your eyes is fucked up and we need stronger medicine for it. And so here's your $500 prescription.
What they're going to do is probably just say, you know what? Here's a piano. Get started early, Ray. Because at this point, I feel like everybody's vision is going down. Like, I feel like everybody got bad vision. Like, it's just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the air or some shit. But I feel like everybody, like, nine times out of ten, the person next to you can't see shit. Like I be trying to point shit out to people around me. They're like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, you can't even see the shit. So what is the point of me pointing out?
Well,
to
maybe
you?
It's genetic. Does your mom wear glasses?
My dad does.
Okay.
My dad does. My grandma does. And I don't think my mom does.
My mom wore glasses. Remember, I think I told the story on the podcast. She broke two pairs of my glasses. I ended up giving them to her. So I haven't had glasses since high school because she fucking broke them. Actually, in my graduation picture, I think she's wearing a pair of my glasses. And it's like the most, annoying thing. But it's okay.
You posted that picture, right?
Yeah. It's like one of, because she didn't really take pictures. So I have a few pictures to select from when posting about her. But it was on my graduation day, and I believe she's wearing my glasses in that picture.
better have the, like, some memories than none at all, though. So
this is very true. One of my sisters has been wearing glasses since she was like a toddler, and then another one of my sisters has developed eyesight issues, so now she has to wear glasses. So I think it might be genetic. I don't know.
I wonder how many people, like, in the world have, like, astigmatism and shit. I feel like everybody has one now. Like, I feel like if you don't have one, you're, like, a unicorn or some shit.
People who can see normally are just, you know, blessed by the heavens, because I cannot relate. I was, you know, Beyonce, on her tour, the thing that was so amazing to me is just, like, the bitch is, like, 60 feet in the air. I'm assuming. I'm just threw that no matter. I don't know. And reading signs and seeing people in the crowd. And I'm like, girl, everybody looks like a dot to me. So I don't even know how.
I always wonder that. Like, when artists are, like, during that one set where they're, like, flying in the air and shit, like, walking on, like, catwalks and shit, I'm like, How do y'all keep y'all composure enough to actually, like, read the signs? Let alone, how are you actually able to fucking read them? Because I would be, like, fucking nervous. I'd be like, okay, bitch, I might slip and fall off, and I want these people strong enough to catch me.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot going on.
What's his name? Rod Wave?
Yes, I do. I like him. He's cool. He's a little bit too depressing for me, but he's cool.
I just saw a video of him pretty much reenacting suicide on his tour. Like, this is, and what I said about him the other week when I was like, he need to go see the lady. This is not,
he was like, on one song he's like, he's just really sad and this is the story. I'm like, look, I understand being sad, but what are you doing about it? Like you said, like, you need to see the lady. Like, somebody has to do something. Somebody has to step in and be like, are you okay? Like, are you really okay?
Now, I will say, because, okay, trigger warning for anybody with, like, you know, issues. I have discovered And I don't want to put this on myself. Well, this is not going to get too dark. I'm just letting y'all know. I just got something to say since we're talking about it. There's this thing called passive. I don't even want to say it, but I think it's called passive suicidal ideation. Okay, I don't know if yeah. I don't know if passive is a part of that, but it's like some suicidal ideation.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
So it doesn't mean I'm suicidal because I do make jokes with like, oh, I'm gonna kill myself, right? Like I feel like that's tongue in cheek, but I feel like I say it a lot, and so lately I've been catching myself like, girl, you don't really mean that. But basically, what the suicide ideation thing is, it's just like I don't really want to kill myself. I don't really want to bring myself to that point. But if something happened, it's okay, you know.
Yeah, like don't cry for me, Argentina. Like I've been preparing for this moment my entire life. I probably have left behind my treasures, which is probably like for you. Like I imagine your treasure to be like in a vault somewhere, very dark, and it's gonna be like a crayon book or something. I see it being something very mysteriously like something left behind that only
I have nothing understand. To leave behind besides three dildos and some applesauce. Like nothing. You're not gonna get anything.
Yeah, that's nobody wants those.
So basically, I know Rod Wave needs to go see the lady, but I need to go see the lady too.
You know? Not y'all need to have a dual meeting. She gonna be tired. I know therapists after they get done with their day, they're just like, girl, I got some fucked up. It's funny that we're talking about this. I was at work and there's a book called I Am a Therapist and My Client is going to, I'm afraid my client is going to kill themselves. And the book is literally about like a therapist who takes on people who are suicidal, who are like all that type of shit. And so I was like, I didn't get a chance to actually look through the book I'm supposed to be working. But I was like, I thought that it was very peculiar that people actually want to read about. I guess people, that's like true crime shit too. So I guess people do want to hear about the details and crazy people and you and Rod Wave's story.
Not me and Rod Wave. We do not share a story. I don't want to do it. I don't have, okay, let's move on. I want to go ahead and get started with the list. I only have a couple things. First thing on the list. You know what?
This is I always think it'll be appropriate right there for like a like you know like when a bar is locked in a jail cell. It's like ching. Like I always whenever you're like it's time to do the list. That's all I picture.
This is hot off the press because this just happened maybe 2 hours ago. Nicki released some limited edition signed CDs. And 18 minutes after her post, I saw the post. I went to the website. Everything was sold out. So what I want to know is, bitch, did you put 10 copies up there or what? Because they're all gone and that doesn't make any fucking sense. But guess what? That fucking vinyl didn't sell out. Y'all want CDs but not the vinyl? Y'all don't even have CD players. I don't have a vinyl player, but I got the vinyl, but I still want the CD and I ain't got no CD player. But that's not beside the point, okay? Why the fuck did you sell out in less than 20 minutes? I don't like that.
I honestly can't imagine her signing that many anyway. I see her being like, oh, my arm's tired, and just like going walking to her couch and like sitting down or something. I can't see her signing that many.
I also wonder if they were like signed or if it's like printed or something.
Damn.
Yeah. So I hope everyone who got a CD chokes on their next meal. Congratulations. Next thing on the list, y'all know sometimes I do Uber Eats, right? So I delivered to this one place. They said meet at door. By the way, you bitches that put meet at door on your Uber Eats, you're weirdos. Why can't I just leave it at the door? I don't give a fuck where you live, bitch. I don't want to meet you. I just want to drop your shit off and I want to go. I dropped it off to this little boy. I also don't like when people send their kids outside to get the food. It's fucking weird. Okay, you why would you send your child to a stranger? You're weird. Little white boy, they had Chick-fil-A. I'm assuming it was a kid's meal because it came with a little milk. I handed him the bag. He snatched the milk. I am going to give him the benefit of the doubt, even though he is still on my shit list this week. That, you know, because he was little. He was probably less than, no older than 5. And, you know, kids that age, they don't always be having all their motor skills all the way together. So maybe he right. didn't know he snatched for me. But my nieces and nephews have all been that age, okay? They don't snatch because we teach them not to. So he on my shit list, okay?
I feel like this is the record. He's the youngest person to make the list so far. So.
Yeah, fuck him.
What a dickhead. Right?
Oh, it was something else on my list. Oh, last but not least, leave Halle Bailey alone, okay? Y'all act like people in y'all family ain't ever been pregnant in their early 20s. Y'all need to get a life. Y'all don't know DDG. Y'all assume he's this horrible person. Y'all don't know these people. Y'all don't know their relationship outside of social media. They have money. They have access. At worst, they break up. But, like,
her family, a supportive family, like, her sister. Like, I can't imagine Khloé not being there, like, every step of the way, too. Like, it's weird. And, like, I'm glad you spoke on this because I think it's so hypocritical that people are like, why the fuck would she get with him? Why the fuck did you get with a fucking felon and have 30 babies by him? No one, like, and you want to get on Facebook, Twitter, so forth and so on and talk shit about somebody else who's, like, baby daddy is a fucking multi-millionaire.
They like, oh, we just don't want any more black single mothers. Y'all are fucking weird as fuck. Stop projecting your little sad, miserable, non-Little Mermaid being ass lives onto Halle Bailey, okay? The baby's gonna be fine. Her career's not gonna be over. We've seen this a million times. Famous women have kids all the time. This isn't the 80s and the 90s and the 70s, bitch. This is 2023, okay? Y'all are weird.
I was thrown off by Sexy Red being pregnant. I won't lie. That threw me off a little bit. Yeah, I was because I just didn't see it coming this fast. Like, I'm pretty sure she's gonna get knocked up. But I don't mean that in a bad way. But I mean that in the most logical way. But it's just, like, I wasn't expecting her to be pregnant this fast. Like she's one of those people that she could either, like, I'm glad she's still touring. I'm glad she's still performing. I'm glad for that. But I'm also, like, kind of worried that it's, like, she's really early into her career.
But she already got a kid, though. So...
Yeah, but it's different when you already have a kid that's, like, kind of, like, able to take care of themselves and, like, you can, like, push them off with a nanny. It's the fact of, like, okay, now you're pregnant. Now you're just, like, it slows down your momentum any way you look at it. Like, being pregnant slows down your momentum when you're actively trying to get out there. It's not like Halle has anything going on right now. She already released The Little Mermaid. They're not working on a project right now because she was afraid of that would, like, interfere with promotional stuff that she would have for Little Mermaid. So it's a little bit different. But, like, with Sexy Red, I was kind of like, first of all, I was curious about who the baby daddy was. That was my
probably some random nigga. Sexy Red. First of all, I love Sexy Red. Girl, it's time.
I love Sexy Red too.
It's time to start upping the ante. You know, you can't just be fucking with Ray Ray around the corner where he leaking your sex tapes. Okay, you need to start fucking with real niggas.
Yeah, she needs to get a. I don't. I was gonna say get a that one man, but not like him. But you need like a real.
What man?
What
are
you saying?
What man you talking about? No, I'm genuinely curious.
One that lives in the queendom, and just I mean the kingdom, and just
oh girl, next.
Exactly. So I mean, like, you need like a like she need like when everybody was saying Drake, I'm like, that's fucking random. I don't think it's Drake, but I also can't imagine
Drake her don't like black women. So that next.
Well. You have a point. Next topic.
My whole thing with Sexy Red is, I mean, it's on brand.
Yeah.
She also
I
has
I feel like
money.
She stays true to herself, though. She stays, she stays true. Like, I feel like that's kind of, like, part of her appeal for me. Like, I feel like it's something very authentic about her that just makes people gravitate towards her. Like, when she's walking to her, like, getting off tour bus, I'm like, there are people literally outside her like, bus stop. Like it's the, like, red carpet night. I'm like, that's peculiar. But people like authenticity. That's kind of why people like Cardi B a lot at first. She was just really authentic to what she was.
Same thing goes for her. Like, people, it's interesting you bring it up because people was doing the same thing to Cardi B when she got pregnant with her first kid. Who was her first kid? She had a kid. She got two.
Two. Wave and Culture.
Okay, when she got pregnant with Culture, everybody was like, oh, you just started your career.
That's true.
Cardi B, love it or hate it, is one of the more successful female rappers of this time. Like, the baby didn't... I mean, of course, your life has to adjust to kids, which is why you won't see me having any. But, I mean, when you are that bitch and you got that type of money, and that, like, you are gonna be fine regardless, because you can hire people.
Yeah.
Your family, you can, like, pay your family to come around with you. You don't even have to hire help. You can just hire. I don't know. I'm just like, y'all need to mind y'all business. Y'all be fucking weird about these That's celebrities, true. And it's like, everything is not like
that. Speaking of minding your business, I was on Twitter, and this girl, you know, like, for Cardi B birthday, this she got, like, Offset gave her, like, Birkins and shit like that. And this girl's on Twitter talking about, like, why, like, she doesn't even, like, she's happy for the gift, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I think it's the fact of Cardi B is always so awkward when she receives shit. Like, any other time, I feel like when she's talking, doing her thing, like, when it comes to, like, reactions, I feel like all her fucking reactions are weird. But the girl was like, why would he get her Birkins? I'm like, he should have gotten her, like, investment properties. And me and her went back and forth for a little bit. I'm like, girl, that is, like, a normal bitch shit. Like, why the fuck would she get, like, as a superstar, why would she get online and be like, I just got all these investment properties? That's not even her brand. That's not even her fucking brand. The Birkins is her brand.
First of all, that's not normal bitch shit. Second of all, do that bitch got investment properties?
And that's where the conversation went to, because she's one of those girls who tries to date football players, but they just fuck her and dump her. And then she tries to, like, do all this shit, and she's not that girl. She's really, really dumb. And so it just kind of, like, I hate those people who down talk other people's lifestyle, but their lifestyle doesn't even compare to to the people they love to talk about life. Like, bitch, I ain't sitting there. I can't talk about nobody. I mind my fucking business. Like, unless, like, you're legit, like, targeting me or, like, saying something rude or shit like that, I really don't care what the fuck you got going on. I want you to do everything the fuck you want to do. If it makes you happy, fucking put a kazoo in your mouth and blow it. I don't care. Like, it has nothing to do with me. And so I just feel like people on the internet always want to speak on shit that, I guess it ties back into what we were talking about, that does not concern them.
People are losers, bro. And I, you know, I used to be an internet troll. I'm still a troll. I like to troll, like, for fun now. Yeah. But back in the day, like, in my early Barb days, oh, everybody was getting it. But, like, I'm an adult. And it'd be sad when you click on somebody's profile, this bitch old as fuck, and you talking shit in the comments. Like, girl, don't you got an AARP card to go swipe somewhere? Like, go sit the fuck down and leave these people alone. You think Cardi B don't got investment properties? Let's be fucking for real. And rich people already know what to do with their money.
Exactly. And then the thing is, Cardi B, like, a week later, me and the girl we got to it, she blocked me on everything, and I blocked her on Instagram first. And so the girl, Cardi B, posted a tweet talking about, you guys think I don't have investment properties? I hate investing in these properties. My tenants don't pay shit, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, girl, here's what she was talking about. I guess you were wrong, huh? And I blocked her again after I sent the link. Like, bitch, don't argue with me about stupid shit.
Well, since we on the topic of Cardi B, let me just say the sympathy and the payola is not going to work. Welcome to the Boys Next Door podcast. This is your...
So, wait. It's okay. It's okay when you get online talking about you want to kill yourself. It's not... But when she do it, it's... We start the whole fucking beginning of the podcast talking about this. So, now what, bitch? Now what?
Oh, okay. Touche. You gagged me just then. But listen, when I say sympathy and payola,
break it down.
What Cardi B like to do is start some shit, and then she want to play victim. You just told somebody, I hope you and your mama died, but now you want to shoot yourself in the head. You should have led with that. That's the same thing that be blowing me with that girl Sheika, that rapper Sheika. She like to attack people, and they be like, oh, I have mental health issues. Maybe you
is
do.
Is that how you say her name?
I don't know. What you been calling her?
Sheika.
Oh, did I say Sheika or Chica?
You said Sheika, but I've been calling her Chica, like Chica.
Either way.
Whatever her name is. Okay.
No name. You. Okay. Oh, no name. That's another one. That's loser. Okay. All I'm saying is,
You don't like No Name Gypsy? Our Chicago queen?
No, I don't know if that's the same person, but it's this female rapper named No Name. She be talking shit about Beyonce. That one.
Oh, same one.
Okay. Yeah. Screw her. What I'm saying is, don't be a nasty person, and then when you get nastiness back, you want to be like, oh my gosh, I can't take it anymore. Shut up. You started it. I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Kim Lush. That caught me off guard.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you guys are used to the new schedule. If you're listening to this, it's Monday. And
hope you had a great weekend.
How was your week, beloved?
I've had a good week. I feel like it was very busy, but I've been horny as fuck all week. Like, mm-hmm. I've been, like, intensely horny. I've just been like, oh. Like, this, like, I know I've been on here preaching, like, I don't want a man. This is the time I wish I had a man. Like, you know, after you then got done slaving at work, you're like, oh, I just want my back cracked so bad. Or, like, when you're just sitting around, like, oh, this would be the perfect time to just get fucked to death. Like, I don't know if I'm, like, just bored, but I've been really wanting dick, like, all week. It's been very intense.
I get the scratch my whole itch, you know,
scratch
almost
my whole
itch. Every day after the gym. It's kind of frustrating.
Oh, God.
The gym makes you super horny.
The pheromones and shit. The pheromones and all that shit. Like, I won't even lie. I just went to my, like, my little lockbox area to get, like, a package I was receiving. And it was this hot black guy in there lifting weights. And he kept looking at me, and I kept looking at him. I want to talk about that later, too. Y'all got to stop looking at people without saying hi. And so he's lifting his weights, and, like, I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. I'm like, you look so hot. Like, I really wish sometimes people could read my mind so I don't have to actually talk to them. I wish they could just do that.
Let's revisit that, because that's one of my confessions this week. I have two. Or maybe I just have one. It depends on how I feel by the time we get there. Well, my week, it was a long week. I'm glad it's over. Mm-hmm. That's all I really have to say about it.
that's that on that.
So I would like to light this blunt to, I don't know, a better week, perhaps some cock in the future.
Hey, I'm here for that. I like my blunt to that too.
Is there anything? And I know we didn't prepare for this, but it just came from my mind. Is there anything that you've manifested over the blunt that has come true since we started doing that?
Clarity. Like, I feel like I usually ask for the same thing. More asking for, like, to be, like, direct and clarify intentions from people. And I feel like, as of lately, people have been showing their true colors a lot more to me. And I'm not sure if they're showing it a lot more or if I'm more cognizant of it now. But I've been seeing a lot more things where I'm just, like, I know, like, you guys can go back. I'm always, like, please, I want intentions, I want this, I want that. I feel like the intentions of people have become a lot more visible to me. So I feel like that's one. You have any?
No. But not that I can think of. I wish we kept track of, like, what we, like, was lighting a blunt to so we could revisit it.
Low-key, we actually can, because we have, like, that's literally, like, in the first, like, usually 20 minutes.
True. That's true.
So can always go back and see and, like, do a year-end type thing.
That's going to take some work, though.
That's a lot of work.
Okay, maybe we'll do that for New Year's, allegedly.
That's what I was thinking, allegedly.
Want to follow us on Instagram, I encourage that. Our followers are going up. I appreciate you guys
checking with
us. Follow us.
YouTube is going up,
pod.
Too. We got hella new subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, I love that for us. Have not seen them, but I love that you guys are checking in. Shout out to, always got to give a shout out to Nigeria, Barbados, the Bahamas. Shout out to y'all. I'll be seeing y'all.
Pop, pop, pop.
New York, Chicago. Shout out to y'all.
Stand
Atlanta.
Up. Our cul-de-sac is growing.
Yes, and we're getting questions every week. We have some updates this week in Ask the Boys. We also have another question later on as well that was hand-delivered to me, I'll say.
Be careful when you talk around us, y'all. Be careful, Jason and Lisa. We coming, bitches.
Follow us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. Check us out on Spotify at Boys Next Door to go check out our Boy Tunes playlist that we will be updating on a regular basis. I hope y'all like what's on there. I don't know have you heard the playlist?
I haven't added anything and I haven't listened yet.
So basically everything that's on there is mine and you're gonna like it because it's not sad stuff on there, you know?
What was the first topic? Suicide ideation, whatever the fuck it is. I totally see the playlist going like that. Like everyone just by the end of it.
No.
Mass exodus.
I'll let my separate playlist do that. But like for the playlist, I'll let it be fun. I'll leave the melancholy to my own stuff.
Okay, Lord. I legit was like, every time I hear a song, I'm like, oh, this would be so good on a playlist. This would be so good on a playlist.
Same.
But Apple Music is my predominant, like, music platform. And so I always think about it on there, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta go to Spotify and legit.
Well, why don't you just make it on, make a totally different, oh, how about this? How about I do the Spotify, what do you do the Apple Music one?
Hey, I like that idea.
Or what we could do is, I don't know if I suggest this already, but like whatever songs we have on any play, like we just have it all on each playlist, you know?
I like that. Okay, we'll do that. Let's make it simple. So, like, I know, because everybody listen to everything. I'm like, not like we got to work, make one for Tidal. Nobody uses that shit. But anyway.
I use Tidal faithfully. Have not stopped using Tidal since, like, 2014, okay?
I don't understand.
It's less about loyalty and more about convenience, because I've already established my music on there. Like
me with Apple Music, so I get it.
Yeah. Let's get into these topics. The first thing we are going to chat about today is...
that O is wild.
You know why? You know that girl, that white girl that be making a TikTok? She be like, let me show you. Whenever she do skits, but she be like, oh.
Oh, I like her. Oh, they call her the black Drewski. I mean, the white Drewski.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, her. So sometimes when I be like, oh, sometimes that's coming from her.
And I can totally see her face. Like, it's, yeah,
she's
that's
my favorite. She's like, oh.
I low-key do that a lot, too. And I feel like she's influencing the culture. I like her. She's better than that other white girl.
And when you think about it, when you think about it, like, that's something we already do, but she has popularized it. And so now it's like, oh, I kind of have to attribute it to her almost. Cause,
yeah, 100%.
You know? Yeah, but that girl that be interviewing everybody, I don't really like her.
I don't like her.
I don't know her to not like her, but I don't like her disposition.
It's very off-putting. It's very like she doesn't. She just doesn't seem like she gives a fuck at all. I know that like might be the shtick or whatever, but it's like she doesn't give a. It's like it's a difference between not giving a fuck, but like making the conversation move along in a way where it's still productive to what to the person that actually you're interviewing. And I feel like she doesn't make it productive. It's kind of like satire-ish. What happened?
Don't say nothing. Just keep talking, bitch.
Oh, I thought you were choking. I thought you had dropped something. But anyway, yeah, she doesn't make it productive to like the actual conversation. She's just always like dry and in the way. So
if you're just joining us on YouTube and you want to see the previous 30 minutes of this podcast, please go ahead and tune in on your favorite podcast. We really got to get it together. Somebody actually, I'll tell you off there. I don't want to say it because in case we just don't do it. But okay. So first thing.
I love when podcasts be like, I'll tell you off the air, because I always be listening like, oh, I wonder what they talked about after.
That'd be making me mad. I hate when they do that. Yeah. I'm like, tell us. And I just did.
Sorry, Cody, you can't get this tea.
But I get why they be doing it, because some stuff can't be said, but you gotta bring it up so you remember to come back to it, you know?
Exactly.
How long should the talking stage be? I feel
a number of
ways.
Okay.
I think it depends. In my early 20s, I was in talking stages for like a year and a half. That was dumb. That's just stupid. And ironically, you know, that might end up being the person that breaks your heart the most. And so you definitely don't want to waste a year and a half on somebody who wasn't even your fucking boyfriend. Okay?
That part.
3 to 6 months. I feel like that's a good time period to be like, you know what? Let's be boyfriends.
That's the sweet spot. That's like enough time. And also it really depends on like, okay, so you know you can like be talking to somebody, but you not really be around them. It's like y'all be like, okay, we see each other here and there. But then it's like those other times where you're talking to somebody and you're always fucking with them. Like you're always around each other. Like y'all talking all day. I feel like that makes like a big ass difference, because like that can speed up the actual like timeline from talking to like you my nigga, my man. Like that can really change it. So I always say 3 to 6 months. Like, I feel like that's a good time, because you get to know somebody, you get to fill them out. Like y'all have had ample time to plan stuff and do shit for each other and shit like that. And 3 to 6 months, you're gonna hit a couple holidays, huh? So you're gonna hit a Thanksgiving and a Christmas and a New Year's, depending on when y'all start dating. You may hit a 4th of July. You may hit like there's a lot of fucking holidays between said period of time. So like. don't know, any Valentine's Day. Like, I would never date somebody for Valentine's Day, but still.
I also feel like you said, the time period in which y'all date is important as well. Because, well, back to the first thing you said, which was like, how much time y'all spending together? Because it's like, you know, if we like really on a texting basis, or, you know, we see each other once a week, that time might take a little longer for us to develop a connection.
100.
Versus, like you said, seeing each other often and, you know, that type of thing. But also, it's like, it depends on the time period of the year that y'all are dating. Because I can remember dating somebody like towards the last quarter of the year. So I want to say from, I don't know, September to New Year's.
That's rough.
New Year's-ish is when we kind of like ended it. But I feel like it was just so much going on. You know, it's fall in Chicago, it's cold, so you got that settle down spirit on you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was the nigga birthday 1 month. Next month it's Christmas. It's
holiday. Back to back to back. If you start dating, oh my God, it's like y'all might as well be together at that point, because you gotta, like, Thanksgiving. So are we gonna chill? Like, are we gonna see each other for Thanksgiving? Are you gonna be with your family? Blah blah blah. Christmas. Oh shit, now I gotta get you a Christmas gift. New Year's. And do I have to hang with you on New Year's and give you, like, are you my New Year's Eve kiss? Like, there's a lot of fucking thinking that goes along. Like, I wouldn't. But then again, in the summer, you don't wanna be tied down either, because you kinda like, look, it's nice outside. I wanna go out and, like, do my shit. Like, hot boy summer all year round. But it's just like, it's a lot. So it's like, I feel like you start dating like near the end, like during, like in the fall season, you're setting yourself up to really just be like, is this going to work in expedited speed? Like, because you have holidays and all that shit. But if you date in the summer, it's kind of like you get to see their true nature of, like, outside of like that family atmosphere that the holidays bring. You get to see, like, oh, are they out all the time? Like, how do they spend their money after they go work, if they work? Like, it's a lot of shit that go along with that. And in the summer, I feel like people, their brains don't be on dating. So if you start dating in the summer, I feel like you get a true glimpse into who they are versus all the family shit.
I feel like, okay, this was going to be one of my confessions, but I'm not going to, it's really not even a confession, but I'm going to say this now. Okay. I feel like in order for me to be like super comfortable with somebody, in order for me to like even like, I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but I feel like it's easier for me to like let my guard down with somebody and be more interested in like progressing through the talking stage to a boyfriend stage if I fucked them.
I was gonna ask that next. I was like, how long should you wait to fuck though?
I feel like we need to get the fucking out the way earlier, because Wendy Williams calls it your ecstasy face. Once you've seen my ecstasy face, it's no more fronting with you no more. Now we can really talk about some things, because you see how I look when I'm busting a nut, okay? So I just think if we could get that out the way, that might help me a little bit. The problem is now I'm in this space where I don't really want to do that unless I kind of like you, so it's like now I'm stuck.
Oh, but when I
don't
like
wanna
that,
hear it, bitch. I don't
wanna
hear it.
Oh, when I said that, I got dragged from here to Timbuktu. Now it's okay. You bitches are wishy-washy. You are a wishy-washy ass bitch. If this episode is showing you guys nothing else, it's showing you he's a wishy-washy ass bitch. He can kill himself, others can't. He can wait till like somebody to fuck, others can't. It's just like, the bitch is wishy-washy. The bitch is wishy-washy.
No, this is what I mean when I say that. It's now I gotta walk it back. I just
okay.
feel like
gotta clean it on up,
because there's no way you're gonna be right. I just feel okay. This is how I honestly feel, right?
Come on, Joan.
I know, right? No, bitch, you're Joan. I'm very much Lynn.
You started calling me Joan because of my stance on that.
I know. But you take it to
the
extreme.
I'm right again.
Bitch.
Three in a row.
You ain't fucked in 2 years. That's different.
That is by not my design, okay? At this point, I would, like, I literally just want to feel like I can hug a guy, like, and get a good hug, and then I will let him fuck at this point. It's just, like, these guys out here, I don't be connecting with them on the point of, like, wanting to fuck with them. It's just weird.
That's what I'm saying. Sidebar, before we veer off, right? Yeah. I was watching this Tubi movie, and these dudes, they was, like, hugged up and stuff.
They didn't need to sponsor us at this point.
They was hugged up and stuff, And it escalated very quickly because the guy that was getting hugged up, like they were, I guess they were up on a, they were charging their Tesla in the Tesla parking lot.
Okay. Okay.
Basically dry humping on the side of the car, like with all their clothes on, just like up on each other, like this, you know what I'm saying?
Love that.
And one of them nutted. I'm like, that is so fucking weird, bitch. Like, get your life together. You nutting through your pants from humping.
I think, okay, first of all, I don't know how I would feel if that happened in person, but I feel like right now, without it happening in person, I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot. Like, you're so turned on by, like the thought of us fucking and the close contact that you literally just busted a nut. I will always talk shit about it because I know it's going to come up at a time where it's like, that's like something you joke about in a relationship. Like, remember that happening? And you'll always have flashbacks and shit like that. Like,
these two weren't in a relationship. I think we need to base a whole episode off of the shit that I watched in that movie, to be honest. So I'm going to revisit that.
What's the name of the movie? Might well shout them on out.
What is the name of that? I don't remember. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. And I'll come back to the episode with that next week. Remind me.
Okay.
But yeah, I just feel like the connection got to be there for us to fuck. And it just it also depends on how I'm starting to view you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like,
that is so important.
I'm okay with fucking early, but it's like, if I feel like you're trying to swindle me into sex, you're not finna get none.
Sahara. It's dry. Like, it's all about intention. And I know I always say that word. It's all about intentions. Like, I feel like there's ways to go about things. Like, natural chemistry can literally carry the fucking relationship.
Yeah.
Like, how I naturally relate to you, like, the natural intentions, like, what you want. Like, if people just actually just were just honest about what they wanted from people, I feel like the world would be so much more simple, but that's not how life works. But still, it's just like,
yeah.
I don't ever want to feel like you're around me and trying to, like you said, trying to swindle me and, like, gaslight me into thinking all this other shit when literally you're just trying to fuck. Like, yeah. And literally, I feel like we're all adults and at the age now where we can literally just voice and say that you want to fuck, but it's all about how you go about shit at the end of the day.
Because also, too, like, and even with that being said, see, I think people just need to, like, learn what nuance is and learn how to find nuance in every situation. Because 100. Even though I would prefer for you to be more direct about the situation, it depends on your approach, because you can say it the wrong way and I'm like, I'm not finna fuck you. Because I don't like the way you just came at me like I'm a fucking prostitute. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But if the vibe is there, then that'll be okay. And the vibe don't be there half the time. Like, we talked about this last week. Like, you will be one word in niggas and they'll, like, the next thing will be like, oh, I'm so horny right now. I thought we were talking about pasta. I posted a picture of pasta on my fucking Instagram. I didn't post my asshole. And so, like, how did we get here? Like, you have to set the vibe up. Like, niggas don't even try to warm it up no more. They don't even try to get you warm enough to get to the point of, like, sending them shit. And the guy I had talked shit about, like 2 weeks ago or something like that. I forgot the episode. But, like, I ended up sending him a nude because he changed his whole approach. And I was like, there you go. That's how you get me. And then I was like, you see what happened if you just listened the first time? He was like, yeah, I wish I listened a lot sooner. It's so fucking simple. Just follow the fucking vibe. It's not like and that's another thing. A lot of times that can sound like a control thing. It's not a control thing. It's just, I want everything, like every relationship around me, I want every interaction around me, I want it to just be natural. I feel like people fake so many different aspects of their life. I feel like our human interaction that we have in person, the vibe that we make, should just be a natural thing. Like, it doesn't have to be this contrived, forced experience. I feel like when you start forcing shit, it's hard to actually maintain it, you know?
Yeah.
Follow your vibe.
Now, let's say you fuck this nigga, y'all been talking for a few months.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, okay. Well, we weren't talking to you, girlfriend.
Okay, you hear her?
Let's say you start talking to this nigga, y'all make it to the boyfriend stage. But instead of the boyfriend stage, you call it the roommate stage because y'all live together. How do you feel about your man referring to you as his roommate when introducing you to other people?
That is so fucking weird to me. I feel like I don't like the partner shit. I don't like the roommate shit. I don't like none of that shit. Am I your nigga or not? Do you want to fuck me or not? Like, are we together or not? Am I your husband or not? Like, I don't like all that shit. Like, just get to the point. Like, I just think roommate is just so fucking extra. Like,
it's very disrespectful on a high key note.
Yeah, like so am I your roommate? So like when I think of roommate, I think of somebody that you barely speak to. You basically share the common areas. Like so now you gotta ask people when people be like, oh, I got a roommate. What type of roommate you talking about? Is it one that you got to, you low key text your real friends about and that they didn't wash the dishes, or is it one that you put your dick in? Like, I need to know the difference. I need to know, like, clarification now. Because bitches is weird. Call a spade, weirdos.
My whole thing... Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all where I got this from. I don't remember the name of the podcast, but...
I didn't like his hair.
One of the hosts was saying that he refers to his... I'm gonna say boyfriend as his roommate because he doesn't like the ownership labels, like the way boyfriend feels, like, you know, ownership. And my whole thing with that is, and this is not personal, so if y'all listen to that podcast, y'all know where it's come from. Don't send them the clip. I'm just speaking on what was said, not the person. Okay, I feel like this about people in general. People who be like, oh, I don't like labels. And then, but they end up putting another label on it. And it's like, but you still using a label. It's like, you don't want to call him your boyfriend because it feels like an ownership title, but you call him your roommate, which is a label. And when you say, because this is how the English language works, when you say my roommate, my has ownership.
Ownership.
Words mean things, so it's still a label. And I bet you if that nigga cheat on you, you gonna be mad. But he your roommate. So should you really be mad? Because you could only get mad at your boyfriend, not your roommate. I don't like that shit. Like, just call it what it is. If I pick up this air freshener, I'm not going to call it air freshener. Because
I like that
shit. It's very good. I just choked on my own spit.
Loosen that throat up, sis.
Oh, we can talk about that too. We can pull that up. I... just think if it's a can of Febreze, I'm going to just say it's a can of Febreze. I'm not going to say, oh, it's the air purifier. It's not. It's Febreze. And it's, I'm not talking about people who identify as non-binary. I'm talking about stuff labels.
Yeah. There's like this clip from, like, I think it's like Project Runway. And then there, one of the guys like, blood orange. He's like, bitch, that is orange. Stop being so pretentious. Like, stop being pretentious. Like, call it what the fuck it is. Like, that is your man, sis. You are going home fucking him. Like, all this non-label shit is so fucking stupid when it pertains to certain shit. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just so forced and, like, trying to be so obtuse. And, like you're doing the fucking most. That is your man. Like,
stand on it. If my man called me his roommate... I'm like, oh, what man? Roommates. And I'm finna go find me a man. We can keep splitting the rent since you on the lease, but I'm finna go find me a man, bitch.
And Rumi, make sure the fucking floors is vacuumed when I get home.
Don't leave no piss on my toilet because I don't want my new nigga walking in here thinking I'm dirty. No, clean that toilet. Don't leave no dishes in the sink. Since we roomies, let's do some chores this motherfucker.
Okay, I'm going to speak and spam when I get back. I'll send you the fucking half of the rent.
And matter of fact, don't even be here when my nigga pull up because I don't want you to hear me getting fucked. I don't want to be disrespectful, but if you're going to stay, that's what you're going to hear because that's going to be my man clapping my shit.
And not you, roommate.
Oh, it just kind of makes me mad. Let's skip right back to the loosen the throat up thing. I need to learn how to suck dick. I'm literally been on Amazon trying to find the perfect size dildo to practice on because I don't want to use my current dildos because they've all been in my ass and my ass is clean, but
you don't want no surprises.
I want a fresh start.
You want to suck that dick from scratch, not from anyway.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. When I clean out, the last step is to actually use the dildo to make sure that if this was a real dick, is it gonna pull anything else out? And so my dildos have pulled other things out, and so I don't want to suck on that. I want to suck on a fresh, clean dildo that is specifically for oral.
And I why don't you just practice on guys? Well, I guess that's a little weird, but I learned how to suck dick on guys. Like, I've never been a toy person. I feel like I'm good at sucking dick from having different size dicks to suck, different like things like that. And the trick for sucking dick, literally just tell them, send you a masturbation video. Like, send me a video of beating off.
Yeah,
watch how they beat off. Why should I beat off? I did that recently. I forgot to tell a guy to send me a video. And so when I was sucking his dick, I was so confused. Like, I did all my normal tricks, my ups and downs, my ins and outs. And I was just like, this should not be taking this long. And then I pivoted to, the whole time I was thinking, I'm like, I should have had this nigga send me a video. That's where I fucked up at. Anyway, I pivoted to the top of his dick. I'm like, ew, he's a fucking head sucker. Like, I don't mind. I'll do whatever. But it's just like, I don't like niggas who, when they like their dick sucked, they only like the tip really sucked. Like, if you deep-throat it, they don't like getting deep-throat it. I don't like those sucking those dicks. So it just really depends. Like, each dick is different. So I'm pretty sure if you, like, just put a blanket statement out on Instagram. Be like, hey, I need to practice this. If you're interested in the Houston area, hit me up.
That's the thing.
I feel like you would get some good pics.
This is true. Because, okay. Because I got them on speed dial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, bitch, on standby.
My thing is, like, I like to watch people sucking dick. I like to watch people sucking dildos. Because I think it's fascinating that people can control their mouth, make it wet, not throw up, you know. But I just feel like the throat is such a sensitive area. I feel like that's the real private part for me. And I don't really want a whole bunch of stuff in there, which is why I don't have experiences. Because I just always felt like I don't really want every dick in my throat. Not every dick, but what I'm saying is, like,
every dick don't need to be in your mouth.
No, it's true. That true. That too. But it's more so like, I don't want to risk. I think I told y'all this. The time I went to the ER from getting my throat fucked.
Yes. No, I think you. I know the story. I think it's always good.
Okay.
To
in case I haven't told it again. Fuck it. Let's do confessions right now. This is my first confession. I ended up going to the ER because this guy I was dating just did too much in my throat. And ever since then, I've always had problems with my tonsils. They get swollen when I get sick. One of them is bigger than the other. Occasionally, I'll get a tonsil stone. Like, and I believe that moment was the catalyst for that because I never had those problems before. And I also just remember my throat just like being like, felt like I had got punched. Like somebody stuck their fist in their mouth and then punched the back of my throat. You know what I'm saying?
That is the best. When I wake up the next day from sucking a good dick, when I feel like the inside of my throat has just been through like on a roller coaster, I know I had a good night. That's a sign of a good night.
So that's like, normal.
Yeah, it's normal. Like if you suck a dick too big, like I personally, like, you know, I'm like a professional at these things. So I personally try to see how much of a dick I can stick down my throat. And I'd like to see if it get harder and harder from that kind of shit. So I'm used to my throat just feeling like, well, your butthole is Soldier Field. So I definitely feel like mine is like Wrigley Stadium. So it's just, I feel like there's a lot going on in there. So I like that feeling. Like that's the best feeling. Like I feel like when people be like, I'm gonna order some throat numbing spray, I think you should just give up sucking dick if that's the first thing you do. No, bitch, don't do it. It's
I
so
want
fucking
some. It's gonna help.
No, it's not. It's so childish, bitch. Oh my god. It's like, why do you need throat numbing spray?
Because I want to be comfortable. Dick,
bitch, don't eat for like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. It's less recall time than getting your butt fucked. So I'm pretty sure the sacrifice would be less strenuous. So just don't eat 4 or 5 hours. I personally make myself throw up usually if I did eat before I go suck a dick because, y'all know, if you throw up, your throat becomes a lot more open. It's a lot more mucusy, all that shit. Some guys really prefer, like, mucusy head. I personally don't care because it's just, like, whatever gets the job done. But, like, you gotta, like, it's simple preparation. You don't gotta fucking spray fucking throat numbing spray in there because then what if it stopped working in the middle of you sucking dick? You go.
Well, by then it's like I'm already warmed up, you know. Then I can get back to action. It's kind of like how people use poppers to like open up for a few seconds so they can get in the groove. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know. I've never used.
I want to try poppers,
sex, but I want to try them so bad.
And I want to try taking a perk.
I want to have Molly sex.
Yeah.
Not Molly sex, like, ecstasy sex. Because I've had ecstasy. I don't know if Molly and ecstasy are the same.
I feel like you should try a perk, like half a perk. Like, I feel like I heard perk dick is good. I heard it lasts too long, though. And you like lasting long, hey? So
that works.
Maybe you could be the perk. perk queen. And then we like, and then like, that's your thing. Like, so you can always get satisfied. Like, look, you can fuck my throat a long time. You'll get to warm it up. They can go to Soldier Field and they can be, they can play their respects there. Like, it could be like a whole fucking Blackberry tour.
I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out. Somebody else told me, and I told you, somebody else told me that they throw up before they suck dick. And I just feel like that's even more invasive than cleaning out your hole. Because if you throw up too much, you know, people who have like bulimia and stuff, like their teeth be getting rotten and stuff because from the acid of them throwing up. So I just don't want
to
be.
So that, that doesn't relate to you. So.
Bitch, you've been clocking me all night. Let's wrap that up.
Feel sorry for those people, but.
Right. My other confession is simply that I am pussy. Okay, it's this gay boy that I be wanting to speak to and like say hi to, even if it don't end up being nothing. You know what I'm saying? I see him all the time. I feel like I should just say hi, but I don't know how to. Every time I see him, I literally feel, you know how you said your throat is sore after you get your throat fucked? That's how my throat feels whenever I see him. Like, it just locks up and starts burning and I can't say anything.
I'm going to piggyback off this confession because there's a boy at my job who I think is just the cutest fucking thing ever. Like, he's like my type to a T. And my friend randomly spoke to him. And so he like started speaking back. And he has like a little smiley piercing under his lip. He has like, he's just like so fucking cute. And it's just like his vibe is just so chill. And like it's something, it's like, I feel like if I said hi to him, like I don't feel like he would be like, ew, get away from me, faggot, and punch me in the jaw. But I also feel like, like, what if he actually starts talking back? Like, what the fuck would I even
say? What do you say?
Hey, how's the weather? Like, no, like nobody wants to talk about work at work. So it's just like I've been practicing in my head. So when the occasion does come up, I'm like prepared. And so I have pivoted to, I was going to say, what's up? And then if he said, what's up? I was going to be like, by the way, what's your name? Because I always see you around. And so that's what I was going to do. And so, and then I was going to leave it like that. And so that opens a door for future communication.
We think alike because I was literally planning out the scenario with the boy in my head. I was like, okay, I'm going to see him. We're going to be in the elevator alone. And I'm going to be like, you know, I always see you. What's your name? And then we just start talking from there. And then we just, you know, disperse. And then the next time I see him, we can speak. And then it can be a regular thing now. And then I started thinking about, like, our kids and, like...
Don't you hate when that happened? Like, I was legit like, oh, my God, I wonder if there's enough time for us still to go to the pumpkin patch. Because, like, there's still, like, time. Like, if I really sink this in within next week, we can be in a pumpkin patch by the end of next week, okay? Like, we can set up something. And then, like, there's always that, like, weird, like, awkward thing where my first brain is like, I should ask them if they smoke. Easy gateway into hanging out. Like, do you smoke? Oh, let's smoke. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah, but at work, it's kind of crazy.
I mean, everybody smokes in my job at work. At break. At break, we be so fucking hot. And so it's just like, everybody legit runs to their car and starts smoking. And literally. So it's just like, you literally. So it's just like, there's so many scenarios. Like, we can literally go from, by the way, what's your name? To like, me taking your last name. It can be really, it's
like, well, let's just go all the way.
Roommate, whatever you want to call it. We can call it.
You want to move in? Bitch, I love you.
Yeah. Okay. Like it literally could be that simple. But I feel like also, like in my head, I'm kind of like, well, why have you took the chance to at least say hi to me or like say anything to me? Like, am I overthinking the situation? Because like in real time, like this is like caveat from this. So anyway, there's this guy I've been following on Instagram for the longest. And I think he is just so cute, his aura, everything. I'm just like, okay, whatever. So today he finally slid in my DMs and he was like, literally like probably about like 2 hours ago. He was like, what's the move this weekend? What you on? Blah, blah, blah. And okay, so I'm glad you made that face. And I was like, why do Vegas people, instead of asking if they, like, I asked him this, like big mouth me. I'm like, why do Vegas people, instead of just like asking to hang out, they ask like, what's the moves tonight? And he was like, it wasn't a back and forth per se. It was kind of like him explaining what he meant and me like apologizing because that can be hella aggressive. I just was like, I kind of like direct communication. Like, we've never hung out before, so I don't really know you. We barely talk on Instagram besides like when I'm reacting to your shit and you're like, thanks. And now you're like asking what's the moves tonight. Like, is this your way of pivoting from, oh, okay, I'm kind of like interested now to that. But I'm like, I probably killed all chances because I kind of opened my big mouth. So even if he was interested, he's probably like, this big mouth bitch. So that was a caveat from that. So maybe don't speak too much when you first talk to somebody that you think is cute.
Also, it could be a thing like, you know, this person could either be like a very good friend, the love of my life, or somebody who I want to have arrested. So it's like, do I even want to take any of those risks? You know?
It's a gamble. It's kind of like, you know, like, is it worth it? Is the next 3 to 6 months really going to be like fun times or going to be like a death sentence? Like, it's really like, it's so many ways things like this can go. But then also it's kind of like, if I never speak to them, and what if they're having the same thought when they see me and they're just like not acting on it? Because there's like this weird thing, like, I feel like when you see somebody that you kind of like, where like your eyes give off, I want to speak to you. And I feel like every time I see homeboy, my eyes is definitely like, I really want to say hi. And so I like I'm trying to transition from like looking awkward, like a little puppy at him, to like actually just being like, what's up? And then like pushing away.
I feel like I'd be looking crazy as hell. Like, I, you know how people be saying, like, you know how I was playing like recruising, you know, you make eye contact and all that other type of stuff. I just wonder if I'd be looking crazy. Like, you know, my eyes probably be darting back and forth like a little raccoon or something. I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking sexy or if I look like a serial killer. So I don't be wanting to look at him either. So I'd look down, you know.
Okay. It's so awkward. That was like the one of those times where I wish I could just like read someone's mind to see if they're like saying, stop fucking looking at me, or be like, I wonder, or like something nice.
Or like, please speak to me.
Yes, like, you never know. Like, can you imagine if you could read people's mind? First of all, I feel like I would take advantage of that so bad. But but it's also like, I feel like we should make, this is what we should do. We should speak to them this upcoming week when we get the chance and report back on the next episode.
Okay,
To see if we're pussy or whatever.
Okay. For me, if we get the chance. Because I don't really see this person every day. Like,
Watch. You're going to see him again. This is how it works. You speak it up and then you're going to somehow. Because I legit was like, I was thinking about the guy. I was like, I'm going to put on a nice outfit. I'm going to get ready. I'm going to be prepared. And then I saw him yesterday and I was just kind of like staring at him like I was like having like a fucking like seizure. And I'm just like, this is just not worth it.
Okay, it's not stalkerish because we work in the same building, okay?
You found his Instagram?
No, I know what kind of car he drives.
I'm looking for
him. Because sometimes, like, I guess we'll end up on lunch at the same time. This is when I see him. I see him leaving the elevator, going to the elevator, leaving his car, or getting in his car. Those are the only times I see him.
Does he have a nice butt?
I don't know. I actually don't know. Because I tell you, when I see him, I get scared and I look away.
Oh. So,
the other day, I actually saw his face. And I was like, okay, so he really is cute like I thought he was. Because, you know, sometimes you think somebody cute, but you
it's always the fucking like, cute one.
And he's like, short. Like, and you know I like short niggas.
You like short niggas. Mine is tall and light-skinned. He has, like, so much hair. And his hair is, like, black but, like, brown at the end. I'm like, this is just, like... I will learn how to do two-stair and twist so fast. I'll be on TikTok all night fucking learning how to do this shit. Like, you just give me the fucking word. And so,
But what I was saying is, like, because you said we should speak to them next time you see him. I only see him, like, either getting out of the elevator or out of his car. Like, there's, like, hardly ever any chance unless I just walk up to him. In which case, that makes it creepy because it's like, you are watching me now. Like, what do you want?
Hey, that's very... Can you imagine?
That's like, so aggressive.
You're scaring the hoes, bro. It's just
Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna do it this week. I'm gonna, like... I've been planning my outfits out for the week so I, like, always look good. Like, I'm really, like... I'm tackling this.
Oh, and that's another thing. Sometimes when I see him, I don't be having a haircut. I'm not wearing my good shirt. I ain't been to the gym in a couple of days, so my titties look flat, and I don't look like I love myself. You know what I'm saying? I be real self-conscious. So I don't want to speak to him on one of my days when I'm looking ugly. And he always looking cute when I see him.
Always looking cute. So what I did the other night before I went to work, I, like, cleaned myself up. I'm like, oh, my God, my beard's... Like, I did everything. I'm like, no. I would not, like, when an opportunity presents myself, I need to make sure I am prepared.
Yes.
We have to be prepared. We got to stay ready so we don't got to get ready. So when these niggas come our way, we can just throw this hot boy next door puss at them.
Or if you're listening to this, the next time you see me in the elevator, you can just say, hi, I heard you talking about me on the podcast, and we can just go together, okay?
But the boy has the iPhone 6, which I think is, like, so, like, now I'm even more intrigued. I found that out yesterday. He was in the lunchroom after work. I was going to say hi to him then because he had, like, left out a little early. And I was like, well, I didn't follow him to the lunchroom. My friend was like, they were going to the lunchroom. And I was like, you know what? I'll come too. He was in there. And I was just, like, looking at his phone. He was on YouTube watching something. He has an iPhone 6. I'm like, I'm more intrigued about you now. Because why, like, a 6 or 7? Like, why do you have this old-ass phone?
Well, what's going on? You know what? Maybe it's like his backup phone. Maybe his real phone broke, you know?
Exactly. Maybe it's a lot of things. So I want to ask that question. Once he becomes my boyfriend, I'm going to ask him why he was carrying around that old phone. And then I'm going to ask him if he can put his mouth on my mouth and we can kiss. Because he's a good kisser. I just want to play with his thing under his lip.
He might just be, you know, because the old iPhones are cheap.
Oh.
So you might just need an iPhone. It's better to have an old iPhone than a new Android. That's just my opinion.
Okay, I agree.
Because don't nobody want to see them janky ass emojis and that pixelated camera.
Green
nobody
want to see it. I don't want to see no green bubbles. I'd rather you have an iPhone 2 than send me a fucking green bubble. Whatever it takes.
But that goes to one of the topics on the list. Like, what's the longest you'll wait for a guy to, like, show interest back in you?
Even if you don't know,
he's interested because you don't speak to
him. I'll take the reins. I'm going to take the reins. I ain't going to wait too long because by that time, the way life works, you miss your opportunity. Now they married with 3 kids. It was only 2 weeks. Like, it's legit. Like, you either take your chance or you miss your chance. So, like, baby, when I get my chance, I'm taking her. What about you?
Ooh, it depends on what the vibe has been and how long we've been doing or speaking, you know, with each other. Not even like in the talking stage, but like how long have we been doing this little, you know, this little dance. But also it depends on the behavior too, because it kind of goes into like one of our questions this week from Ask the Boys. If we have a certain rapport and, you know, then you start switching it up, or you just like not doing enough to keep the rapport going,
right?
Grounds for cutoff. If, you know, let's say we're vibing and it's like going really well, that's grounds for us to escalate it. And so I might escalate it and be like, so just hypothetically, you know, if you were to date me some more, how soon would you be interested in doing that? Like, I don't even know how to ask that question.
I feel like it's that gif of like Sister Patterson sliding the envelope over, like, just go ahead and sign.
Yeah. That's me, like, okay, I like you, just sign on the dotted line.
Death row contract, baby, here you go.
Yes.
Like, it can be so simple. But I don't know. I'm gonna do it this week. Like, I'm gonna go shopping tomorrow and get some cute outfits so I can make sure I'm feeling my best. Like, I'm really gonna tackle it head on and hopefully with my mouth next.
Well, let's jump right into Ask the Boys, and let's jump right into the question that I was referencing. This is an anonymous question that was hand-delivered to us, and this person says, this guy I've been talking to hasn't replied to my text for 2 days. That was in my way. This guy I've been talking to hasn't replied to my text for 2 days, but he's been watching and interacting with my story. How do I handle this? I like him, but we're not together, and I got other niggas on the roster I could be paying attention to. He's in my close friends, and I kind of want to post my other nigga just to piss him off.
Ooh. First of all, I hate when people don't text back, but they're on social media. Like, it bothers me so bad. You are, like, number one, like, offender of that. Like, I just be like, with you, I ignore it now. Like, I literally, if I text you and you don't reply back, but I see your story, I refuse to watch your story. Because I'm just like, I'm not supporting you. I'm not. And so I'm just like, I don't care what you're doing because you're not replying to me. It does not concern me then. And so then you reply back. I'm like, ooh, I done missed a whole bunch of shit. Let me try to hurry up and see what I missed. And so it'd be shit like that. But it just
but
like,
I'm also not trying to fuck you, though. It's very different.
It's very different. Because I feel like it's a certain amount of tension that you need to put into me. I can only speak for myself. Like, if you want me, watching my story and replying to text is like the bare minimum. First of all, you don't even gotta follow me on social media. Just reply to my fucking text. Okay? Like I feel like I don't know. I've never been in the position of it before. I don't know how it would feel if like my person I was talking to didn't follow me on social media but then watch my stories. Like, I feel like that's kind of creepy. But it's also kind of like, communication is so important on every level for every stage of your relationship. From the onset to the middle to the very fucking ending. How you end that the last communication is so important. And so I just feel like communicating, taking time to text back, 2 days is a long time. 2 days is a long time.
2 days is a long time.
I could have died and came back by then, okay? Yeah. Like, you don't know. Like, it's just so much happens in the span of a day. And so I feel like if we're talking and we're trying to get serious and you don't even care about the basis of my day, or like when people be like, I don't need to talk to someone I like every day. Like, what do you like about me? Like, when do you plan on talking to me? So, am I supposed to wait and stay on standby for you to reply back suddenly to something I texted 9 days ago? Because, like, what? Like, I don't understand it.
So, to your point about me being a horrible texter, because of that, I do try to extend grace to people. I'd be like, okay. You know, I'm not expecting nobody to like text me back immediately. Like, when me and you texting back and forth, sometimes you will text me so fast, I will literally put my phone down and I'll be like, I will get back to this bitch when I get ready to, because he's texting me too fast. I
be feeling so bad. I do that for everybody. And I'm always like, could you mention it once before? You're like, oh, this is a lot. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I didn't know I was even replying back that fast. So I'm always cognizant of it. But then, like, the other day I caught myself, I'm like, oh my God, I just sent him 6 things at once. I know he's about to start replying. And you did. And so I was like trying to be
more. That's the way to get me. You kind of have to spam me to get me to reply.
Yeah. I know.
But so but again, it's different because we're not trying to date each other.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, even though I could definitely be better in the texting department. I am working on it. It's hard, but you know, whatever.
You are.
But my thing is, like, if we have a rapport and we're like, maybe not in the talking stage, but like, you know, we kicking it or whatever, you go 2 days without texting me, old me would be like stressed and depressed. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about like early 20s, because I mean, I just feel like back then I didn't really have a handle on it and it hadn't happened to me enough. Now, as I'm pushing 29, 30.
A seasoned man out here in the streets.
Because men are so fickle, it's happened enough times so now I just know how to handle it. I'm like, okay, he hasn't texted me in 2 days. I know who this person is. So if he texts me back, I'm not even going to be like, I'm not going to text him back. I'm going to text you back. Well, I already know who you are. I've already put you in a pile. So I don't really have to like get my hopes up with you. I don't have to be disappointed when it comes to you. I don't have to expect nothing from you when it comes to texting me back. I know who you are. I just sit you over here and I'm just going to go keep looking for my man. You know what I'm saying? Out in the world. Because you're not it. At least not yet. I'm not texting you back on no, you know, on the same shit that I was after you essentially ghosted me for 2 days. I'm not doing it.
The vibe has changed. Once again, vibe has changed. It shifted. And so, like I've been training myself to think that way, because it's kind of like, before I'm like, damn, I texted you, you're not even trying to text back. Like, and then I would be thinking about it all day, like, why the fuck they didn't text? Now I'm like, bitch, if you don't text me back, you don't text me back, whatever. But then, like, I'll randomly pop up maybe like a week or two later, like, should we fight or something? Especially if we've been talking. I do text that all the time. I text people that all the time.
That's, I think that's a good way to break the ice, to be honest, though.
It is. And so it's just like, when we have a type of relationship where we talk shit and we play and shit like that. So it's just kind of like, it's easier to break into that way. So I did that recently to one of the guys. I actually really, really like him. But like, it's so weird because we haven't met, but our energy was good. It's like, it's very nice. I'm like, oh, like, when you come back out here, I would actually like to meet you. He was like, cool, me too. And so, but it's like, we went from like talking, we shared playlists and all this other shit, to I text him that like, do you want to fight? And he's like, honestly, I just haven't been in the texting mood. And I was like, I understand that. When you, like,
that's fair.
That was all. That's all I can. Now, because I literally understand, because sometimes people be going through shit, but that simple communication, like, normally, if he didn't communicate that, I would probably be like, okay, like, I don't really don't give a fuck. But the fact he communicated that, it's kind of like, oh, I actually like how you handled that. It was appropriate. And he's given, like, it's been times where I forgot to reply to shit, and he's been like, I was wondering what was going on. So it's just kind of like, mm-hmm. I like that kind of shit. And I'm just like, started a new job. I've been busy. Sorry, blah, blah, blah. Conversation vibe back on. It's all about how you handle shit. Like,
period. Yeah, so I guess what I would say to Anonymous is, like, you, first of all, do what I do. Put that nigga in a pile. Since you got a roster, learn how to organize your roster. This nigga go at the bottom of the list. Number two, right. I mean, you could save a little space for a little grace, you know? Maybe he just don't feel like texting. It would be nice if he would fucking say that instead of, you know, playing on my Instagram, you know, and telling me all that this other so type weird. Of stuff, but you ain't text me since last year, bitch. I've been waiting on you for 2 days, okay? So if you been waiting on a nigga for 2 days, just know he the 2 day nigga. You put him at the bottom of the list. Cause your 1 day nigga, okay. The one that's ready for you, whatever you text back, put him up to the top. You know, it's a game. This is a roster.
It just, you just gotta move these niggas around. It's chess, not checkers, whatever the fuck the saying is.
And but don't also, take it so personal. Like,
yeah, that's the hard part usually, because it's kind of like, it's an ego blow, especially if you like somebody and it's like, damn, I guess you're not really fucking with me like that. Because like, you had said also something about like the close friends thing. I feel like adding a nigga that you like to your close friends is always so fucking risky. Because my close friends is kind of like me saying what the fuck I want to say. I already do that on my fucking story, so imagine my close friends. And but it's just like the close, like, posting a nigga just to make another nigga mad show that you're still thinking about that nigga. So it's kind of like almost like not worth it, instead of just like reaching out and just like getting that nigga attention back. If you really want him that bad.
Glad you said that, because that's another point I wanted to make. Don't let no nigga see you sweat, okay? You posted, he is in your close friends, and you posting stuff about other niggas in there. That's just, first of all, that's probably going to make him not want to talk to your ass even more. And number two, it just shows that you're trying to prove a point, and you really shouldn't do that. But just, if you going to start posting to your other niggas, take him out the close friends. Because I have 100. This theory that once you're in the close friends, you're in the friend zone. Unless y'all are together. That's my theory. I feel like if I'm in a nigga close friends, oh, he don't really like me like that. Because the close friends is the tea. And if you just talking to somebody, getting to know somebody, they not That's getting all your tea like that. You know what I'm saying?
At all. See, I feel like, at first I was using the opposite way. Like, if I liked a nigga, I would, like, post something raunchy in my fucking close friends. So I'm kind of like, I want to post shit about other niggas and complain about you and all this other shit, so I got to take you out. So the fact that you have me in your close friends and you could possibly be talking about me, that showed that, like you said, I'm friend zone. And so I don't want to be a no nigga I like close friends. Keep me out of it. Whatever you're doing there, keep it a secret. Because that's what you mean.
Yeah, so I have a couple people to add to my close friends in summation. We have another question this week. It's more so of an update. So if y'all remember, maybe last week or the week before, we had a question from Alex who was saying how his long-distance boyfriend ghosted him, et cetera, et cetera. Alex wrote us back.
Hey, we like updates. This is our first update.
And I haven't read it. I skimmed through it, but it's very long, so let's go ahead and get through it. Alex says, can I zoom in, bitch? I told you I was blind. Okay, there we go.
Zoom in a little more.
Make it large.
Okay. I feel like them old people, they be having them big-ass letters on their phone. Like,
I hate that big-ass spot on the iPhone. I'm like, girl, I do not want to read your text message.
I can see your shit from the back of the plane, girl. Turn your brightness down and lower the text.
Hey, Susan, thanks for checking on me. Girl, I do not care.
Hey is one line. Down. Susan is another line. The comma is the next line. Like, girl.
You might as well start using Braille, bitch. It's taking up too much space.
He said, hey, it's me, Alex, from 2 weeks ago. Okay, so it was 2 weeks ago. I just saw the reel you guys had of my last question, and I look in the comments, and I see some things that kind of bothered me, like their opinions without knowing the whole story, and that's my fault. So let me be a lot more in-depth. Okay, and he was not lying about a lot more, because it's a long paragraph, but it's okay.
I was listening to... Poor Minds, and they were like, y'all gotta start reading, y'all gotta start saying this shorter fucking shit. But I actually like the detail, because we had a lot of questions too.
We did have a lot of questions.
We didn't read through this, so like however long you think you need to get your point across, make sure you do that. You finna tell me. But make sure you think of Blackberry's throat too, because you know it's not trained enough to read all of it.
Bitch. Okay. It's Friday night. I'm on a dating site. I meet this guy named Aiden. I hope you're not using these people's real name, but I'm gonna say it because it's here. Who was a white male. Up. Oh, you're losing me. You're losing me, Alex. He's a white male who lives in New York. He's 20.
Okay.
Alex, I gotta be honest with you, baby. You need to use punctuation. This is the problem I was having with your letter last week. You got me stumbling over my words. I know how to read, and it sounds like I don't, but I do.
Okay. You gotta help radio out.
Okay, where was I? Ooh, bitch, I lost the line.
Ooh.
Okay. He's a white male who lives in New York. He's 20. I'm from Atlanta, and I'm Mexican, and I'm also 20. So it started off with me saying, "What's up? Are you horny?" He goes, "Nah," and I'm
okay.
And I'm bored, so I was like, "I'm gonna keep the conversation going." So I say, "What you trying to do?" He goes, "I'm just looking for a boyfriend." I'm like, "I'm down." So he gives me his number.
Is it that easy? Is it that easy?
Because clearly, I need to get on whatever app this is and find my man.
Okay. We missed it out. What's his name? Put us on.
Right. He said, "I'm looking for a boyfriend." He was like, "Okay, like let's get right to Alex, it, bitch."
Alex, drop that in our email, okay? Help us out, clearly.
Okay. So he gives me his number and we started texting all night about what we like, and I sent him a picture of me and he says, "You look sexy," and I was like, "Thank you," and I saw him, and to be honest, he's like a 5 out of 10. Oh, okay. Well, that took a turn. Oh, I thought we were in love. Which is okay, and I'm not picky, so I say, "You're cute," and that was it for the night. Then the next 2 days, we're just getting to know each other. Now it's the fourth day, Monday night. We're talking like we usually do. All of a sudden, he says, "Do you want to make this official?" And I say, "Of course." Now, hold up. Now, I need to get the timeline straight. Okay,
Friday,
so...
Friday, met. They start talking Friday. Mm-hmm. Monday, they dating.
Okay, so Monday night, he popped the question. Okay, got it. So, one weekend. Okay, y'all really moving like lesbians out here. All right, let's see.
I said it. I called it.
So it's Monday night. We're talking like we usually do all of a sudden. He says, "Do you want to make this official?" And I say, "Of course." I was super happy. So later that night, I said, "I love you. Good night." And he said it back. Then skip forward to Wednesday. He says, "I wonder what your dick looks like." So I sent him a picture. And to be honest, I have a normal size dick, 6 inches. So good dick right there. Okay. I like a 6-incher. Yeah, I know y'all don't believe that, but I do.
Boyfriend, no, we don't.
I feel like boyfriend dick is more so like 7.5, 8.
Yeah. So this is like friends with benefit dick.
Nope. Well, I feel like friends with benefit dick is like 8, 9, yeah. You know.
12. We know what you like. Anaconda Jones.
10. Just, no, nothing crazy.
Okay. Just a little digging.
6 inches is good though. I do like a 6-inch. Easy to suck. Yeah, I can suck a 6-inch now.
Those are fun to suck, but those ain't no fun to suck. You gotta suck the ones you like up your ass.
I can do my thing.
I feel like once you start sucking, I feel like you'll be good out here in the streets. Whole train.
Remember,
train.
I told you we're gonna get back to you, Alex. Remember, I told you I asked two people who I had given head to. I think I showed you, or we talked about it on the podcast.
I think you might have done both.
Yeah. One guy gave me a 5 out of 5. Another guy gave me, a 2 out of 5 or a 3 out of 5. I think it was 2 out of 5. I'm one for one.
If you average it, 1 for 2. You like a 3 out of 5. You like a 3 out of 5 if you average it.
I ain't that bad, okay?
No, that means you do what you got to do, and then you own. You go on to the next part.
But it was nice and pink, and looked like okay. It was also 6. Okay, I skipped a couple lines. I'm like, where did we get the pink from? Because the dude was white. Okay, but let's go back.
I started focusing.
He said, "I have a normal size dick, 6 inches, but it does have a lot of girth to it, and my balls also have a lot of length and texture, so I have a nice dick. I love a..." Okay, let's stop taking breaks, because I got stuff.
I like big balls.
Me too. A good door knocker, you know?
Yeah, I like a good ball slapping me on my chin while I'm sucking on it.
And he goes, wow, your dick looks amazing. And he sends me his, and it looked nice. It was also 6 inches, but it was nice and pink and looked like it had no texture, which I like. So then that was it. Okay. Alex, I'm having a hard time without the punctuation. Now it's Thursday night. He's acting weird today. So I was like, maybe he's sick or something. Next day, I'm blocked on everything. So I'm over it now. But seriously, am I wrong for thinking that was my man after those few days? Or was I moving too fast? Keep in mind, he said he didn't like long distance, but he's the one who said, let's make this official. Okay. So
I feel like you might have got catfish.
Oh, that's a possibility too. I didn't think about that.
Because the way it just progressed, the you sending a dick picture and him sending one back in, and y'all being like, well, okay, cool. That's kind of weird. Because that would be a red flag for me, because it's just like, okay, was this a setup to see my dick? Especially if when I originally messaged you, I asked the fuck, and then you was just like, nah, I'm looking for a boyfriend. And then it progressed to you wanting to see my dick, and then it progressed to you blocking me. So it gives me like, he was just trying to see your dick, and then he saw your dick and was like, okay, whatever. He got his nut and he was like, I'm out. That's what it almost sounds like. So yes, I think you're moving too fast. But also you're 20, and that's what 20-year-olds kind of do. We kind of rush into shit.
I'm gonna be honest, I was trying not to bring up the age thing, because I did say last week, it sounded like some early 20 shit. I love being right,
yeah,
first of all.
Yeah, you totally did.
But second of all, you know, it is an age thing, because, and it's not an age thing just because you're 20. It's an age thing because the older you get, the more experience you have, and the more that this is not something that you would even almost be a part of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think, to answer your question, yes, you were moving too fast. Yes, you were delusional for thinking that that was your man after 1 week. Yes, it was kind of wild to tell him you love him within the same weekend you met him. I mean, crazier things have happened, but that's pretty nuts. So going for it, please don't embarrass us. And don't do it again. Okay. We are your gay uncles, and we're telling you not to do it. Well, I don't know if you want to be referred to as uncle.
I'll be an uncle.
Oh, okay.
Uncle could be 17, 18. It matters. You never know when you're...
We're your older gay uncles, and we want better for you. So I don't want you to, like, be doing that with no other guy. Like, after... Like, you haven't even met this guy. You told him you loved him. I get why you
didn't
like...
You know where your dick picture is now.
Yeah, it's in the etherverse. Stop sending news to people too. Well, I'm not gonna promote that because I be sending news.
Or be smart about it. Send on I send news. But send on Instagram with the one view. With the one view. So if they screenshot it or something or anything, you automatically know. And then what I do whenever somebody screenshot my shit, this is what I do. This is a little sneaky uncle tip.
Block.
After they screenshot it, I'll be like, oh, send me another picture. And I screenshot there. So now you see how it feels.
Gotcha,
now
bitch.
You don't know what's going on. Okay, now you see how it feels. So do that too. That's always a good technique when you do it that way.
Yeah, just in the future, slow down. They're like, men are not going to go extinct. You're gonna get one, I promise you. Don't. Because what I think could have happened, you could have been catfished, but also what could have happened is... he probably felt like he was doing too much too soon as well. And it's like, I don't even know you like that for you to be telling me you love me. So.
That too. That's kind of scary too. Like, if somebody you don't know or haven't met so far, like, you're just trying to build a relationship with them or build, like, a connection with them. Like, no, like, I feel like it's always, like, you always have to have, like, a safeguard between you and them automatically. Because you just never know. It's still so early. People are fickle. Like people don't feel the same way they do Monday like they did Friday. And so it's just kind of like, you really just have to like figure it out and like kind of slow down and see what these niggas are really about. Like, don't listen so much what they're saying. Like, listen and pay attention to how they treat you and like what they're doing and just like all that shit. Because people do love bomb too. Like, people will make you feel like you're on top of the world. Just like wait it out. Like, and then you're young, like, and age doesn't really matter at that point, because it's like, you can fall in love at any age. But it's just kind of like, it's all about like the intentions and how you go about the relationship, like the longevity of it all, not just like the instant connection and rush of it all.
And also, on the age thing, I just feel like I have to keep bringing that up because Alex, I've been there. So it's not, I don't want to, I hope it don't sound like we getting on you. It's just that we've been there. Been there enough times to know that that block right there is called dumb bitch block. And you don't want to be on the dumb bitch block. You want to be on the smart bitch road, whatever, something else besides dumb bitch block. You don't want to be there. So we want to promote you not making like hasty decisions like that, especially because you are so young. And the thing is, when you're young, you feel like you're running out of time. Like, you feel like you have to do everything now. You're young, YOLO, all the other type of stuff. And for certain instances, all of that is fine. But when it comes to falling in love, you don't want to get love bombed, like you said. You don't want nobody playing with your heart. And also, I think a lot of people grow up with this idea that they have to be locked down in a relationship at a very young age. Like, when I see, like, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 year olds getting married and stuff like that, it's like, you don't even know who you are.
That part. And like, I forgot, it was something I was about to say, but yeah, just take your time,
yeah,
figure it out. Like, it was something I was going to say, it'll come back to me later.
Well, I hope that helps, Alex. Just slow down in the future, okay? We don't want you getting your feelings hurt again, but, and I hope you haven't texted or stalked him. Okay, leave him alone.
Oh, yeah, that's all I was going to say. How you going to say, now I'm going to get in your ass a little bit. How you going to say he's only a 5 out of 10, but you making fake pages to get him back? You trying to do all this other shit? We only do that shit for 8.5s and up. We don't do that for no below the meter ass niggas. It's not worth it. Because then it's just like, well, bitch, you don't even think I'm that cute. But you want
to know what's crazy? It be the ugly niggas and the half ugly niggas that be trying to play you the most.
Always. Like the ones that afterwards you like, your hairline is kind of crooked. I don't know what I saw. But it's always them. They play the most. Leapfrog juniors. That's what the fuck they are. That's all they want to do.
Don't let no ugly man play in your face. Now, I done already gave you a chance, and this is how you gonna do me? You going down, bitch. Okay. You going to hell.
See, now I was squinting before when I look at you, but my eyes are wide open now. I see you.
My eyes have seen. Okay. If you guys have questions or confessions, please send them in to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. You can hand deliver them, or you can DM us as well on Instagram at boysnextdoorpod. I hope y'all have enjoyed this long-ass episode. We are way over time. But it's okay.
We apologize.
Y'all are going to enjoy it. It's to make up for the gap between, you know, having to wait a whole other, you know, whatever. Make sure y'all subscribe to YouTube. I think I said that already. And check out the playlist on Spotify. We are going to get around to making it on Tidal and Apple Music, because I know it's at least two other Tidal girls out there. Okay.
They either go ahead and ride the wave on the Apple or Spotify and call it one, bitch. Ain't nobody thinking about those titles.
Yeah, and we will see y'all next week.
Later.
Say, baby, I love you. Say, baby, I love you.